I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 6th. A man who was convicted of raping a co-worker at knife point in Quincy in 2005 appeared in a Massachusetts court yesterday for the first time since he fled the state in the middle of his trial in 2007. Prosecutors have said that Toon Lee broke into a co-worker's Quincy home and raped her in 2005. He was arrested and went to trial, but prosecutors say while it was in process, Lee left the state. Multiple witnesses had testified. The Commonwealth had rested, and Lee had testified by that point, and the jury moved forward with deliberations. They ultimately convicted Lee of four counts of aggravated rape, a count of kidnapping, assault with intent to rape, and indecent assault and battery. Law enforcement began searching for Lee when he didn't return to court. In July of last year, authorities announced a $10,000 reward for information that led to his capture. And earlier this week, state police got a break in the case, tracking Lee's whereabouts to a home in Diablo, a census-designated place in Danville, California. U.S. Marshals Service Pacific Southwest Regional Fugitive Task Force was called in, working with local authorities to confirm Lee was staying at a multi-million-dollar home owned by a flower shop owner. Lee was taken into custody last week. According to the state police, Lee gave a fake name, but eventually confessed to his true identity. Investigators believe the woman he had been with for 15 years never knew who he really was. The prosecution requested Lee's bail be revoked and requested to move forward with sentencing in the 2005 case. The judge did revoke Lee's bail, and sentencing is scheduled for June 20th. A massive century-old oak tree fell onto some power lines on a main street in Milton last night, leaving hundreds of residents in the dark. Eversource crews were working as quickly and safely as possible to clear and repair the damage after a 70-foot tree fell on Elliott Street at about 5:30 yesterday, cutting power to about 700 customers. Photos posted on the utility company's website show a splintered tree across the roadway with downed wires, as well as branches surrounding the power pole and entangling the lines. Eversource's electric system operators were using smart switches to remotely restore as many customers as possible from a backup source. There was no immediate report of any injuries. Neighbors said they're fortunate because it is a busy area typically. The Milton DPW was focusing their attention on removing the tree late last night. Chainsaws could be heard as they went branch by branch. Meantime, Eversource expected to have power back around 2 a.m. The Manatt Community Health Center Board of Directors voting unanimously to present its highest honor, the Manatt Medallion, to the City of Quincy's Community Development Block Grant Program and the City of Taunton's School Committee. That award will be presented at Manatt's June Bloom fundraiser tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at Stonehill College in Easton. The Manatt Medallion's been presented by the board periodically since 2005 to an individual or group living or working in a community served by the health center who significantly lifted, supported, championed, or advanced the health center's dedication to providing accessible, high-quality health care and supportive services and demonstrated consistent community goodwill and fellowship beyond the health center's walls. It was last presented in 2022 to Manatt's Pandemic Response Team volunteers, a group of nearly 50 individuals who assisted with Manatt's community COVID-19 vaccine clinics, helping the health center to vaccinate thousands of children, adults, and seniors across its variety of service areas. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 96 points. The NASDAQ rose 330, and the S&P added 62. Global stocks also higher. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, game one of the NBA Finals between the Celtics and Mavericks at the Garden tonight at 8:30. Red Sox beat the Braves at Fenway 9-0 yesterday. They are off to Chicago for a series with the White Sox beginning at 8:10 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service, scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm today. A high of 74, lingering showers this evening, a low of 64. Tomorrow, more scattered showers, high 80, isolated thunderstorms on Saturday, a high of 76, and scattered showers Sunday, high 72. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, southeast winds at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide right after noon. Sunrise at 5:07, sets at 8:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 6th.